91X News.
It's 22 degrees and sunny at 3. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. In breaking news, Mexico City was shaken by the aftershock of a 7.8 magnitude earthquake. The mayor said through his Twitter page that the water system and other strategic services have not been affected. Quinte West OPP are looking for an older man who allegedly exposed himself in the Stockdale area north of Trenton yesterday. Police received complaints from two young people. The man is described as between 40 and 50 years of age, 5 feet 8 inches tall, with long brown curly hair. He was wearing a black toque, black shirt and jeans, and was driving a dark SUV. Call Crime Stoppers or the OPP if you have any information. Municipalities can decide for themselves about holding a referendum if they want a new casino or gaming facility. That's the word straight from the Premier. Dalton McGuinty's comments today came with plans afoot a major expansion of gambling in the province. The plans include building a new casino in the Toronto area and possibly another elsewhere, such as Ottawa. Disgraced former junior hockey coach Graham James has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for sexually assaulting two of his players. Former NHL star Theo Fleury and his cousin, Todd Holt, were not in court for the sentencing in Winnipeg. But at a news conference in Cochrane, Alberta, Holt expressed disappointment in the sentencing.
This sentence today is nothing short of a national travesty, because we know that childhood abuse has reached epidemic proportions in our country. Graham James once again perpetrated his crime and spread his sickness through our courts of Canada. He conned the judge with his poor me and I regret statements. His lawyer defended the indefensible and has been rewarded for doing so. And Graham James is laughing all the way back to the life he's always led, knowing that justice for him is but a blip on the radar.
The judge said James's apology to his victims and the fact that he was has experienced what she called an extreme degree of humiliation were factors that warranted a reduction in his sentence. Student protesters in Montreal triggered a monster traffic jam by blocking off access to a bridge this morning, and the action is going to cost them. Peter Ray has more.
In one of the more dramatic acts during the ongoing protests against tuition fee increases in Quebec, several dozen students stood across the Champlain Bridge during the morning rush hour. The bridge, the busiest in Canada, is notoriously congested during regular days, and it was traffic bedlam as frustrated motorists tried to get to work in the city from Montreal's South Shore. The students were eventually rounded up by provincial police and fined about $500 each. There have been and will continue to be large protests against the Chalet government's fee hikes. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
Well, that's 91X News to 303. Here's Jose De Barros with sports.
The 2012 OFSA AA Girls Hockey Championship is underway in Belleville and Trenton. The St. Teresa Titans are the favorites to win the tournament, having been ranked first. The Titans dominated their first two games in Pool A this morning at the Quinte Sports Centre. They defeated the Community Hebrew Academy from Toronto and Lester B. Pearson of Burlington by identical 5-0 scores. The Moira Trojans also had a good start to the tournament. The 5th-ranked Trojans defeated St. Thomas Aquinas by a score of 4-2 in Trenton in their first game in Pool B. The Trojans face Timmins O'Gorman this afternoon. The Denver Broncos just became a scary team to defend against. The Broncos have agreed to terms with free agent star quarterback Peyton Manning. The 5-year contract is worth $96 million. A press conference is now underway where the Broncos are displaying their prized acquisition. Manning also considered playing for San Francisco and Tennessee. Canada's Heather Nedewin defeated Russia 7-5 at the Women's World Curling Championships today. Nedewin's Edmonton team is alone in front at 5-1 following the morning draw. The Canadians have an important game tonight against Margarita Sigfridsson of Sweden, who is tied for second at 4-1. And the English Premier League is looking into improvements for medical tests for soccer players and treatment available during games. This comes after Bolton midfielder Fabrice Muamba collapsed on the field during an FA Cup game on Saturday with a cardiac arrest. Muamba is still in a serious condition in intensive care at a London hospital, but is now able to breathe on his own and speaking to family members. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Thanks, Jose. Today it's mainly sunny and slightly humid with a high of 22. Tonight we'll see a few clouds, fog developing overnight, and a low of 9. Wednesday the fog will leave once again in the morning and then mainly sunny with a high of 23. Thursday we'll see a mix of sun and cloud with a low of 9 and a high of 22. At 3:05 it's 22 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Jose De Barros. News is next at 4.